Back again on the December. This is February. February
is it
edition.
February?
It is February.
Can't we just like say it's April and this is to start spring today?
It almost looked like April before we got the snow on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got a little snow there, but
you are listening to the February 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Zach Nelson, along with Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. The show is brought to you by the Montgomery Agency, and we thank them for helping us out to bring you the Mike Moore Show. I do this every single month. One of these months, I'm going to remember to do it in the first segment where we should go. But as always, this is your program, and we want to hear from you. If you have a show idea, which we could desperately use occasionally, not that the potpourri shows are bad, and every now and again something comes up that helps make for a good topic. But if there's something you want us to talk about, or perhaps a guest, guests are a little difficult to do right now, but we'll make it happen if we can. Yeah. Questions about something that either one of us say, whether it's good or bad, because we take it all. We want to hear from you. As this is your show, we want your participation. You can email your questions to news@kokk.com. I think my email is working. I'm not 100% sure if my email is working at the present time, but again, you can go ahead and email us. You can send a message to the Performance Radio News page on Facebook. You can fax it in, 352-0911. And Mike, they can also get a hold of you.
Yeah, call my office, email me, mmoore@bcsa.us. My email is working. info@bcsa.us. We get all kind. I'm easy to get a hold with. Call my office, call the county. Don't call 911. That doesn't work. Only if it's an emergency, but don't call to get a hold of me by calling 911.
Right.
They think they get that, right?
I hope they get that.
All right, yeah. But it's easy to get a hold of me. Just find us, call my office.
Skip's wife is going to call you and say, "What are you telling them?"
Right,
on
yeah,
the radio
we're
show.
We're going to get written up.
Right.
We'll put it on our sponsor. It's his
fault. No. Don't be doing that. We want to keep the Montgomery Agency around for
okay.
a little while.
All right. Here. We'll keep them around.
Mike, last month we talked about talking a little bit about either a case. My idea was to find what case in the last month since the previous show netted the largest jail sentence. Along those lines, you do have some statistics from your office about the prosecutions that took place in January.
Right. I brought the stats for 2014.
Oh, excuse me.
Last year. And these stats are available on our website. If you go to www.bcsa.us, that's our website. And also, we have a Facebook page. And you can go on the Facebook page, and I think the Facebook page also has the stats on them. We try to keep the court list updated. We have a little trouble doing that on the website, but the Facebook page, I think, is pretty up to date. So you can go there and check out what the court list is.
Did Sarah give you a hard time the other day, by the way? Because she came out and talked to me and said, "How did you find out about X court hearing that I was attending?" And I said the Facebook page, and then she said, "Well, I'm going to go in and give Mike a hard time about that."
Yes, if you know Sarah, she gives me a hard time a lot. So she did. I put her.
Was
in
she pretty proud?
Yes, I put her in charge of creating the Facebook page, and it's probably the most proud she's been of anything that she's ever done for us. She's been with us about 2 years, but she's really proud of this Facebook page, and I guess people like us on the Facebook page, and we have a bunch of likes and. A lot of people, just on that South Dakota Focus, she linked that somehow to the Facebook page. So,
oh, it's easy to do.
Yeah. So people have now watched the Focus and have sent her messages on Facebook saying that they appreciated the fact that that was linked there. They liked the court list. So yeah, she's living on the high hog there on the Facebook page. So, and she tries to, promote herself anytime she can. So you, by feeding into that, I appreciate that, so she does throw that in my face.
If I ask questions all the time and I expect to have truthful answers, so, in return, I'm only doing the same thing that I would expect coming back. So she asked me a question, I gave her an honest answer. Yes, I used the Facebook page to find out about the hearing.
Yeah, and then she just has to let me know that because
Hey, what happens?
It was her baby. Even though it was my idea, you know, but I told her to do it, so she takes all the credit.
What happens after I speak? That's outside of my hands.
But yeah, but the Facebook page is really good. I mean, it's another thing. I try to be as open and honest with the public about what's going on and answer any questions that they have. And that was just another way for us to be available
reach
to the
out.
Public. Yeah, to share our information that we're allowed to share. And because we're public employees, we're paid by taxpayer money, and we should be held accountable to the taxpayer. So I try to be as open as I can. So all that stuff's out there on Facebook. And that, you know, Dan would not let us link the unicycle riding on the Facebook page.
Okay, let's just get this out
Should we talk to Dan about that, you know, or should we let that go? Should I mandate that it be put on the Facebook
page?
Well,
no, that's going to be inner office wranglings. I've got nothing to do with them. But let's talk about here the unicycle. Now, you sent me the other night a video, and at first, I could see there was a guy on a unicycle, but I wasn't really getting it. And through the course of exchanging some text messages, you explained to me that your deputy was riding across I'm assuming that was the stage at the auditorium at the high school.
That's correct.
On what appears to be a 20-foot tall unicycle.
It might not be 20. I think it's like 12, but it's pretty tall.
So explain it.
I don't know if I can, but I'll give it a shot here. But no, the police officers teach DARE in the fifth grade.
Yep.
And at the end of the year, they have a DARE graduation, which was held on Tuesday night, the 24th. And they invited us to be guest speakers. And I had spoke at DARE graduations before. And I usually go out there and I take a slinky and I take some tennis balls and I juggle the tennis balls and a slinky. And I'm trying to make a point, something that I think the kids will remember. So they think, you know, they don't remember who I am and they won't remember anything, but maybe they'll remember this goofball up there in a suit juggling tennis balls, and then they won't try drugs. So Dan and I brainstormed, and it so happens he can ride a unicycle, and he had one. So I thought, you know, why waste talent when you have it, you know? So we decided to do the unicycle thing, and the message we tried to send the kids is, you know, you riding a unicycle obviously entails a lot of balance, a lot of coordination. You don't want to be pulled in either direction, so you want to make your own decision. You got to practice, you got to stay tough. It's not easy to do. So the message was, don't be pulled by peer pressure, because you're going to get knocked off and get hurt. So, you know, make your own choices and make your own path and stay balanced. So that was the message we were trying to send by him riding his unicycle. And our goal was to have the kids remember the goofy deputy state's attorney on the unicycle. But when they're confronted with the opportunity or pressured by their friends of using drugs, they're going to remember, hey, what was that guy doing on a unicycle? Maybe I should say no. And that's really, I mean, it seems simplistic, but that's really what we're doing. But the great thing about that, and it is a true story. So, of course, we're interested in what people thought about it. So I had my 8-year-old daughter there with me. I brought her to the DARE graduation, made her sit in the front row, and she videoed it. And that's thus you get a video. But you
told me that the jail administrator
videotaped. Jail administrator also came and he videotaped it too. So I'm not sure which ones I sent you, but there's several videos of this thing. So
Dan's got to love that.
We have a lot of evidence, but yeah. So afterwards, we went to the girls' basketball game, and then we went home, and my wife was quizzing my 8-year-old about what she thought about the DARE graduation and stuff, and my sixth grader said something about one of the fifth graders said, yeah, you guys were boring or something like that. And you know, of course, I took offense to that. Hey, we're not boring, whatever. But as the story goes, though, is that my 8-year-old said, she goes, no, it was good. And I'm not going to let my friends pull me. I'm going to stay on the unicycle and say no. And I was like, and she got 8 years old. She got the message that we were trying to promote with his unicycle. So I thought, it was worth it right there. I mean, if my 8-year-old got it, definitely the fifth graders got it. And, you know, if there's a couple kids out there that will use that and not use drugs, it was worth it. And I thank Dan for doing that, because I'm sure he's going to be haunted by that. You know, in the law enforcement field, there's going to be videos and things on his desk for the next year. But I appreciate him doing that, because I think it did send the right message. And I appreciate I think the kids were great. I mean, DARE is a great program. And any kid that doesn't start doing drugs, that's great that we can be involved in preventing that from happening.
All right. On that note, let's take a break.
And we're taking another break?
We didn't even get to your stats.
We didn't even
do
the stats. Are we coming back?
If you want to do stats, we'll do stats and we'll take a trip out to Pier. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
We're brought to you by the Montgomery Agency, and we'll have more of the program coming up after this.